Hello, Jets fans. It's me, David, back again this time this week, and it's the final podcast that we will be releasing before the Newcastle Jets head to McDonald Jones Stadium on Saturday night to take on the Melbourne Victory in Season 13, 2017-18 season grand final. Well, the squads are in, and I've also got some other members of our squad that haven't been on the podcast so far this week, and I'm very excited to be joined on the line by the man behind the megaphone. It's Michael Bodie. How are you?
David, I'm very proud of your efforts this week, mate. You've done a top job.
Thank you very much, mate. It's been an exciting opportunity to be able to experience. So the other gentleman we've been joined by is has managed to get some leave from his holiday and come back and have a quick chat with us tonight. It's Grant. How are you, mate?
Good, mate, and I'm sick of wallet ace. I don't think I'll do that again.
Working.
That's great to be here. I was down there listening to all the pods, thinking, I just want to be involved, just want to be a part of it. Felt so out of touch.
Mate, working's overrated.
It's great to be here.
Working's overrated.
Yeah, certainly is. Yep.
So, guys, we're here tonight with one task in mind, and that's to have a look at the squads that have been released on the A-League website today. The squads are in, and we're going to start with the Newcastle Jets. Grant, some interesting inclusions, some interesting exclusions as well. Out for the Jets, despite what we talked about last night, that he appeared to be training strong. No Canter, no Wayne Brown. Ernie Merrick, he hasn't taken the risk.
Yeah, not unexpected, though, is it? You know, the Canter. Ernie said there last week after the game that he's got only had half a hamstring. And Brown, I think calf muscles are even worse in some situations. So not really any surprises there, but there is one surprise name that's in the squad, isn't there?
Yeah, that's Jack Duncan and Bodes.
Yeah.
Well, I said last night there's something in the water. There's something in the water around that uni that isn't mosquitoes. And what is it with Jack? What's the tactic that Ernie's thinking here?
I don't know. I don't know if it's mind games on Musket or if it's mind games on Glenn Moss keeping him on his toes. I don't know, but I tell you what, if he's going to play, this is going to be one of the turnarounds of the season for an injury. Actually, after Nigel Bougard, that is.
I don't think he's going to play, personally. I think that this is a case of they've named him. They're going to give him every opportunity to be fit. If he's not fit, they'll rule him out game day and they'll bring Noah James. Jones in.
I just want to say, I reckon this is shows you how highly regarded Jack is. I think they've put him in the squad to give him every opportunity. I don't think he's going to get there personally, but I think his name's in the squad, so he's got all the opportunity in the world to get there. But
yep, he's going to get the bench at the very least, isn't he?
I hope so.
If he is fit, he's on the bench. Mm. They're not going to start him, surely.
Oh, I wouldn't think so.
Boats?
They've done funnier things before the Jets. So I would not, honestly, if he was 70-80% fit like Bougard, I think you'd find he'd start.
All right. Okay, interesting. Well, I don't think he's going to start. I think the scenario that I explained before is what will happen, but it's exciting to see that he's in there. Also brought in for the Jets, Ivan Vujica. I think that's a fairly standard inclusion into the team. But another name that surprised me was Costa Petrados, with the likes of Mario Chabau and Angus Thurgate missing. Bodes, is that a surprise inclusion for you?
Look, maybe this is a reward for his training for the last couple of weeks, but I thoroughly think that the two names that have been included on the sheet will not be on the game day sheet when it comes around to it.
So what are you thinking there, Grant? Are you agreeing with Bodes that the two players that drop out of the squad are going to be Vujica and Petrados?
Yeah, I'd put money on that. Costa Petrados, I think it's, again, he's getting honoured for the fact that he's named in the big squad. But, yeah, there'll be no surprises if either of those two guys don't make the run-on squad and the bench. So, yeah.
Moving on to Melbourne Victory then, they've had two ins, being Pierce Waring and Jai Ingham, who have both been promoted to the squad. Reece Williams has dropped out unavailable. But Christian Theoharis, he's in. Bodes, that surprises me after what I've been hearing, that he was in a moon boot on Monday.
Yeah, the Theoharis one's huge for them, especially after missing Reece Williams. And yeah, That's the big on their side of things. I think that's the shock for them.
I think, though, that he could still be touch and go. They probably included him like we have Jack Duncan, I'd say, Grant. Do you think that that's the approach they're looking to take? It? Because I feel they've got a very capable replacement in Jai Ingham, who's got one of the sharpest haircuts in the A-League. You could set your watch to it.
You could, but with regards to Theosaurus, I think, is it for
Theoharis? Theosaurus, that's that book that you use to find other words.
He needs to do what Theoklitos did, just shorten it to Theo.
I think so too. Otherwise, that's a hard press to get the Google thing come up, isn't it, for the Thesaurus? But look, I heard a word that it has come out that he won't be playing. But I think, as just said, that's similar to Duncan. He's put in there maybe more for the morale of the team because, you know, they've had 2 days less than us. You know, two flights, one down from Sydney and one back up here. I think they're going to be a little bit cooked. So I think that might be a bit of a morale booster, hopefully.
It's an interesting lineup that they've got there. It's a very strong starting 11, but their bench probably lacks the depth, Grant, that the Jets have.
Oh, yeah. Yes, for sure. You know, when they're talking about the two, again, I think we'll find that their two ends will be similar and we won't see them on the bench. But you're dead right. I think that's where they're going to suffer when it gets into that latter part of the game. Their legs start to get a little bit tired, and some of those niggles that they got from last Saturday's game against Sydney, I think they'll be looking to the bench, and it'll be a little bit shallow, I reckon.
Mate, so Grant, what I'm hearing from you is you're saying that Pierce Waring and Jai Ingham are the two players that'll drop out. Bodes,
oh, yes, well.
Yeah, Bodes, are you seeing the same?
I'm just looking at the list. To be honest, it wouldn't surprise me if Jai Ingham somehow managed to get himself onto the bench. I just remember last week when they come on, when it come into extra time and they'd taken their three most attacking players off the field, that they were, other than that Terry Antonis miracle run, they had nothing in the forward position. So, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if Jai Ingham got himself a spot on the bench.
Yeah, I think Jai Ingham's going to come in for Christian Theoharis as well. So that's the Melbourne Victory squad. So they'll look to travel, I'd say, probably today. I reckon they probably travelled today. I don't know. Did anyone see the news?
No.
Crickets? Cool. move on to the referee then. Jared Gillett, the A-League referee of the season, has been appointed to referee this clash. It's his fourth consecutive grand final, I believe. The assistant referees are Matthew Cream and Paul Cetrangolo. Sorry, Paul. The fourth official is Kurt Ames. The fifth official is Andrew Lindsay, and the video assistant referee is Craig Zetter. So no Chris Beath. So, under Gillett, the Jets, they've had their win-draw-loss ratio is 8-6-12. So 8 wins, 6 draws, 12 losses. The victory, theirs is 17 wins, 5 draws, 13 losses. So, slightly, the victory is just over 50%. The Jets are not so good. They're about 30-odd% under Gillett. Do you think that he was the right referee for the best appointment the A-League could make, Grant?
Look, he's got the runs on the board, I suppose, and that's what they're looking to. If anything goes wrong VAR-wise, they can at least fall back to say, well, you know, Gillett's been doing the grand final, he's experienced at it, and therefore, you know, they'll hide behind him. But I'd really, at the end of the day, I don't have any problem with who's refereeing it, because it's a grand final and somebody's got to do it. And chances are, because of Gillett's location, more than likely he's been refereeing victory more than us. But, yeah, I don't see it being an issue at this stage.
What about you, Bodes? I mean, both teams have got a reasonable history under him. I think he's probably the best appointment that the league had myself.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think I've got two opinions on it, really. One in being he's no Mark Shield or Matthew Breeze. Those two were... You just always predict those names to come out back in the early days.
Yeah.
But in regards to Gerald, look, I think he's gained himself, he's earned himself this spot, I think, on recent years. I think it goes back to that Bessart Berisha penalty call when he got that correct back in the Perth Glory Grand Final. So look, he's not afraid to make the big calls when it matters, and I'd hope on Saturday he'd do the same and in our favour.
Yeah, well, I mean, his appointment so far this year, he's refereed the Jets 5 times this year. We had a 2-1 win against Adelaide, the 2-2 draw against Sydney, the 3-0 loss to City, the 8-2 win against the Mariners, and also the 3-2 loss to the Knicks. Whereas for victory, that's for 2 wins, 2 losses and a draw. He's refereed victory to 3 wins and 1 loss this season in the 4 games he's officiated, which was a 3-1 loss to Sydney, 5-2 win over the Mariners, a 2-1 win over the Knicks, and a 1-0 win over City. So he gets the big games as well. So I certainly think he's going to be up to the task, as you said, Boats.
I'm just glad it's not Kurt Ames.
Yeah, so am I. Kurt Ames really struggled on the weekend. He lost control of that game, in my opinion. So, guys, that about wraps up what we're talking about very briefly with the referee. Before we go, I'm just going to go and ask you your prediction for the game and also your prediction for the Joe Master medal. So, Bodes, what do you think the score is going to be?
Mate, ever since you told us before we were going to do this, I'm still spinning my head with my Joe Marsden pick, but I'm sticking with my prediction from last week, 2-1 after extra time. I think we're going to do them on legs. And my Joe Marsden medalist, I'm going to go the captain, Nigel Bugard.
Ooh, no one picked him last night, so that's an interesting selection. What about you, Grant?
Sorry, before you jump in, I just wanted to know, who did you go? Because admittingly, my plan is to listen to the pod tomorrow morning. I want to know who you went.
I went for Stevie UG.
Right, ooh. Okay.
Stevie UG was my selection. A couple of the others went for Petratos, I think. And yeah, I think Emma went for Daniel Georgevski to do a back to go back to back.
A doubler. Well, what are the odds on that would be good?
I don't know. We can have a look. But if we were sponsored by a betting company, mate, if this pod was, then we'd be able to tell. So betting companies can forward. No. What about you, Grant? What's your
selection? Well done, Dave.
Well, I think it's going to be 2-1 to the Jets in normal time. Ooh. However, if it does go to extra time, definitely I think we could run away with another couple of goals because I think they'll just run out of legs.
Okay, so 2-1 in normal time. And what about your Joe Marsden medal?
Well, I'm going with you, mate. I think it's Stevie UG's game. I think Yegarovich will shine, and he will be. He's been doing all the work pretty silently, and you know you hardly notice all that work that he's doing. But I think he'll even crack it for a goal, mate. And I think he'll get the George Martin.
Oh, far out! That'd be fantastic. Yeah. Well, guys, thank you very much for joining me, everyone. If you've enjoyed particularly our grand final preview podcast, we encourage everyone to jump online and give us a review on iTunes or your chosen format for listening to the podcast. We do appreciate the feedback we receive. You can find us at newcastlefootball.net/podcast. Also find the Championship Chronicles if you want to relive the 08 glory, the 2008 season glory. newcastlefootball.net/chronicles. podcast@newcastlefootball.net is where you can get in touch with us, and we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and what's the other one? Twitter, with our handles at JetStreamNewey. You'll find us. So, Grant, Bodes, thank you very much for joining us, guys.
Yeah, thank
Great
you,
Dave.
Stuff, Dave.
Thanks Can't for mentioning again.
Look forward to what everyone's got planned on Saturday. We will no doubt be out the front of the stadium. Plans will be released in the coming days. So, until then, go the Jets.
Go the Chronicles, go the Jets.
Vamos el Jerkos. I had to do it for fans. Oh, I'm down, Benjamin!